You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Don't touch that, it's growing. Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
Indeed, in the community garden, we discuss with the Tupunamong Authority the new boardwalk that is planned for the crater rim at the Tihi or summit of Mangafo, Mount Eden, in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland, and how what it is and how we can or how it will help facilitate a major kind of New Zealand tourist destination and save our Hmong across Auckland, and how perhaps it will be implemented across the city elsewise. So I started by asking the authority what the project was and what the project is.
So the Mangafo Boardwalk is a very important project for the Tupunamonga Authority. Mangafo is one of the Tupunamonga, the ancestral Monga that is administered by the co-governance entity that is the Tupunamonga Authority, between Mana Whenua or Tamaki Makaurau, the 13 iwi hapu of Tamaki and Auckland Council. The TRACS program on the Tupunamonga is one of our big sets of projects that sits alongside the pedestrianisation of a number of Monga as well as our vegetation program. And the significance for Mangafo is as one of Auckland's most visited areas, with over a million tourists a year, there is a large amount of impact in terms of the whenua, the land, the Mangafo, and so this project is a very special one in terms of addressing those effects and providing a world-class innovative set of technology practices to provide a safe space for people to walk on.
For those who don't know, could you give us a bit of a background about the Tupunamonga Authority?
Yes, so the authority was established in 2014 as a result of the Tamaki Collective Treaty Settlement, and that set up a special legislative vehicle, being a co-governance entity between Mana Whenua and Auckland Council. There are six members each, and it has the legal administration of the Tupunamonga, which previously sat with the legacy councils. In the form of North Shore, Auckland and Manukau, then the Super City, of course, and then the transfer of ownership to Mana Whenua and the transfer of legal powers to the Tupunamonga Authority. So we've been running for just over 5 years, and in that short amount of time, there's been a huge amount of work undertaken on behalf of the authority.
So will this boardwalk go towards kind of creating a balance between kind of historical restoration of the site or like protection of the site and kind of regenerating tourism in the area as well?
So its real purpose is to protect the Maunga. As I mentioned, with over a million visitors a year, that has a huge physical impact on the Maunga. And there's been many, many years of deferred maintenance, really because of the cost of the program of looking after the Maunga. With the establishment of the Maunga and our single purpose, which is about the care and protection of the Maunga, we've brought to bear a real focus. And so what's important about this boardwalk is the balance between providing the safe platform for people to walk and have minimal impact, and by the same token, recognising it's a hugely iconic heritage area, that the installation of the boardwalk itself doesn't cause damage. And so that resulted in a lot of research, a lot of technical studies to provide basically a world-class solution to that installation of that boardwalk. So it's low profile, minimum invasion in terms of interference with the ground and the earth. It's natural materials that are going to weather over time. So we think it's a wonderful solution, and we're really looking forward to bringing this to bear on the Maunga.
Certainly, certainly. So will it kind of, whereabouts on the Maunga will this boardwalk sit?
So it's going to be on the city at the top of, towards the top of the Maunga. So the work commences next month. It's a six-month program. It's scheduled to finish in May of next year. There will still be access to the roads that are currently there, also other tracks that will be signposted, and so people will still be able to access the Tihi and see those wonderful panoramic views from the top.
Indeed. So earlier you mentioned the pedestrianisation of the Maunga, especially in this case Maunga Fo. I think we saw the kind of closure of some of the roads going up and around the Maunga earlier in the last kind of 5 or so years. Will in the future, will this kind of be a fully pedestrianised mountain or kind of tourist destination, so to say?
So the pedestrianisation program has now been completed, as you mentioned, over that 5-year period, with Maunga Fo being the first one, and really our Pathfinder project for that. For us, that's been hugely successful. We've had overwhelming support from all the local communities of the relevant Maunga. The feedback is how wonderful it is for folk to walk up, take their families, push wheelchairs, etc., without having constant vehicle traffic going up the Maunga. There is still, though, and this is important, access for folk with limited mobility. That will continue, and we have arrangements on the Maunga in terms of access, pin pads, keypads for access for limited mobility. We monitor those movements and making sure that it's running smoothly. It's basically run on a honesty system. You don't need a blue sticker type thing. Basically, if you let the help desk folk know that you have limited mobility, then access is provided, and that's been very successful too. We've had very favourable feedback on that program.
No, it's great to hear, because I remember that was of quite some concern to a lot of people. Is this a project that you could perhaps see being implemented in other Maunga across Tamaki Makaurau, or even other kind of historical sites across Tamaki Makaurau?
That's a very good question, and we think the answer is yes. As I mentioned, we spent quite a bit of time in research to find what we thought was a world-class approach and bringing the best from overseas, but making sure it works for the local circumstance. So this very much is a project that we have great hopes for other Maunga. Each of the Maunga have their own circumstances, their own topography and contour, as you know. We have done some track work elsewhere since we've established at Ohinero, Mount Hobson, a partial track restoration there using new techniques, and likewise we've just finished one over at Takarunga. Again, different contours and different types of technology. The importance of Maunga Fo is that given where it is, the contour and the configuration and length of the boardwalk, this is quite a big project, and there are a number of other Maunga where we see this being able to implement it, and so we're looking forward to the experience that we'll have with this Maunga.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.